我们实在感谢主的恩典，在这疫情的时候，我们虽然不能见面，但是可以借助网络，我们一同来能够这样的聚集。
Indeed, we thank the Lord that during this pandemic, we cannot meet face to face, but through the internet, we can have this gathering.
我想弟兄姊妹们都知道这次大会的主题。
I trust that brothers and sisters all know the theme of this conference.
其实大会的主题是教会属灵的实际。
The theme of this conference is the spiritual reality of the church.
那弟兄们给我的负担是谈到十字架的成全。
And the burden that was given to me was the perfection through the cross.
我想这个弟兄姊妹们你们都知道的了。
I trust that brothers and sisters all know that.
在我还没有分享主的话之前，我们还是一同先读一点主的话。
Now let's start off by reading the word of the Lord.
我们先看哥罗西书三章十一节。
In Colossians chapter 3, verse 11.
那是这是大会的经文。
That is the theme verse of our conference.
我想弟兄姊妹，你们在家里可以把圣经打开，我们一起来看它。
That if you're at home, you can turn to your Bible and we can read it together.
哥罗西书三章十一节，下半节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, the second half.
他这样是这样说的。哦，对不起，我打开哈。他说，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
But Christ is all and in all.
弟兄们都知道，这节经文原来的意思是唯有基督是一切，也在一切之内。
That you know that the original meaning of this verse is that Christ is all and he is in all.
但是中文翻译有一点点的不同，英文是把那个意思写出来了。
Chinese translated it slightly differently.
我们第二个是在约翰福音第十九章三十节。
And then in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 30.
十九章三十节。
Chapter 19, verse 30.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
And when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
我们再看加拉太书第二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我们再看哥林多前书二章二节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
我们再最后看路加第九章二十三节。
Lastly, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23.
路加九章二十三节。
Luke 9, 23.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
当然，弟兄姊妹，关于十字架的经文还有许多。
Now, of course, brothers and sisters, there are many other verses about the cross.
然后我只选了其中一部分来跟弟兄们来读一下。
I've only chosen a small portion to read with you.
那有的经文，我想我在分享的时候，我也会提起来。
And as I share with you, I will mention other verses.
现在的弟兄姊妹谈到十字架，
Dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about the cross,
我不知道你的感觉是怎么样。
I don't know how you feel about it.
对我来说，要跟弟兄姊妹们谈到十字架这个题目，对我来说是有点困难的。
Personally, for me to talk about the cross with you is a little difficult.
因为我想在我们当中，很多弟兄姊妹对十字架已经有非常多的认识。
Because I think that many of you among us have a lot of understanding of the cross.
有很多前辈的弟兄们他写了很多的著作
and many brothers before us have written many books.
他写了对十字架的信息描写得非常透彻非常的清楚
They have very detailed description of the cross.
然后我想我不可能在里头再增加什么东西
And I don't think I can add anything to it.
实在说起来我也是从这些前面弟兄的著作里头他的分享里头得到供应得到帮助的
Indeed, I have learned and was helped through these books
那我这样说吧今天我能够把十字架的那些的一些的基本的信息来跟弟兄姊妹做一点的温习
And I can review with you some of the basic points about the cross
我深深知道人都是讲人的话是讲的有限的
And I deeply know that the word of man is very limited
我们祈求圣灵在人的深处向我们说话
We pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to the depths of our heart
我的弟兄姊妹我们知道关于十字架的道理
Concerning the teaching of the cross,
我们常常以为我们把道理搞清楚了，好像我们就可以了。
And we often think that as long as we understand the teachings, we should be fine.
但是我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But my dear brothers and sisters,
在圣经里头有许多的真理，我们是需要知道的。
In the Bible, there are many truths that we need to know about.
那当然，十字架的真理也是其中的一个。
And the truth of the cross is one of them.
但是十字架除了的道理，除了我们要知道以外
，And the knowledge other than that we should know about.
我们还要放在我们的日常的经历了里面。
But we need to put them into our daily experience.
我们应该走一条十字架的道路。
That we need to walk.The way of the cross.
我弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我也认识一些老弟兄老姊妹
And I know some elderly brothers and sisters.
很可能他对十字架的道理他不能够说得非常的清楚
And perhaps they cannot completely tell you the meaning of the teaching of the cross.
但是他们就活在这个十字架的实际的里头
But they live in the reality of the cross.
我弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们有一点的没有弄明白。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we are not very clear about this thing.
我们头脑知道是一回事。
It is one thing that we know in our head.
但是我们的怎么样生活又变成是另外一回事。
But how we live is a completely different matter.
为了帮助年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Now, in order to help the younger brothers and sisters.
我愿意今天我能够多说一点点的例子。
And perhaps I would share more on examples.
然后我想坐在这里听的那些前面的弟兄们。
And for the brothers and sisters that has come before us.
那他对这个道理是非常的了解了。
And you have known these teachings very well.
所以我们也在主面前一同来温习就是了。
And therefore we will review together before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道现在是。非常特别的环境里头有奥林匹克运动会。
We know that right now we have the Olympics happening.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你喜欢不喜欢看这些运动的项目。
I don't know if you like to watch this sports event.
我年轻的时候我是非常爱好运动的。
When I was young, I enjoyed sports.
所以我每次对这些运动会我都非常留心我常去看它。
And therefore I spend a lot of time watching these games.
每一次有运动会的时候我在电视上看我们都看见有些评论员。
So during these sports events, we have commentators.
那些评论员就来评论说，哎呀，这个人跳水啊，这个姿态有什么不好的地方。
And they would comment on this diver, how they turn and how they dive.
然后又告诉人，这个人跑步又差了什么。
And they would tell you this runner, something was lacking from him.
哎呦，他们的资料非常的多。
They have a lot of knowledge.
他们的知识也非常的丰富。
They provided a lot of information.
但弟兄姊妹，我们知道其中一个非常 常巨大的分别。
But there is a critical difference.
如果你把那个评论员放到运动场上去的话，
If you put the commentator onto the sporting field,
很可能他连资格都没有。
And perhaps they would not even qualify.
能出赛他就给淘汰出去了。
They'd probably be disqualified on the first round.
难道他没有知识吗？
Do they not know?
他当然有知识。
Of course they have knowledge.
他知道怎么跑能跑得快。
They know how to run fast.
他知道怎么跳能够跳得高。
They know how to jump high.
他知道怎么用力，力量才能够送得远。
They know how to push, then they can go further.
但是这一切知道管不管用？
But this knowledge, does that help?
当然有用处。
It has its use.
但是有一点的分别。
But there's a difference.
评论员跟运动员是差别非常的大的。
The difference between a commentator and an athlete is great.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们听十字架的道理可能听了十年、二十年、三十年、四十年、五十年。
Perhaps for the past 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you have heard the teaching of the cross.
我们坐在 电脑面前的弟兄们可能已经听了60年70年也说不定。
Some of you probably in front of the computer have heard this 60, 70 years.
但问题是不是在于你知道多少。
And the problem is that not how much you have known.
你可以做一个非常好的评论员。
You can be a great commentator.
你说这个弟兄十字架的路走得不好。
You can say that this brother, his walk on the cross is not good.
你可以说这个教会里头没有学好十字架的功课。
You can say that this church have not learned well the teaching of the cross.
你可以有很多的理论提供出来。
And you can have many information and options.
但是我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But my dear brothers and sisters,
我的问题是，到底你是不是真的做一个经历十字架工作的一个人呢？
But I ask you, are you the one truly experienced the work of the cross?
我想解释我在主面前一点点的对青年弟兄姊妹们的一点的负担。
And this is a little burden of me for the young brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的青年的弟兄姊妹，
My dear young brothers and sisters,
你听完我所讲
After you have heard what I said,
你可以说，哎呀，我知道了一点点。
You can say that I have no more.
你可以说，哎呀，今天我听这个郭弟兄他讲了很多的道理。
And you can say that I have heard Brother Kwok spoken on many doctrines.
那当然，我必须把道理讲出来。
And of course, I need to tell you the doctrine.
但是如果你只放在头脑上面，
But if it only stays with you in your head,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你最后不过做一个满了头脑知识的人。
And in the end, you're someone but full of head knowledge.
你最好你就做一个评论员吧。
At best, you are a commentator.
你不可能成为一个在场上赛跑的运动员。
You cannot be an athlete running in the field.
你不能做基督耶稣的精兵。
You cannot be the soldier of Jesus Christ.
你不能够做一个劳力的农夫。
You cannot be a diligent farmer.
你知道当保罗年老的时候他怎样来劝勉提摩太。
When he is in his elderly age, Paul exhorted Timothy.
当然保罗把所有的真理没有保留的都告诉了提摩太。
And of course, Paul has without reservation told Timothy all truth.
那但是保罗提醒提摩太说你不但要知道你要活出来。
But Paul reminded Timothy that not only to know the truth, but to live the truth.
好了我要回到我的主题来了。
I need to come back to my theme.
我们这次题目是教会属灵的实际。
And our conference theme is the spiritual reality of the church.
那弟兄姊妹我们马上知道一个事实。
And brothers and sisters, immediately we will know a fact.
说到教会绝对不是一个建筑物。
When we talk about the church, it's absolutely not a building.
严格说起来，教会也不仅仅是一般人聚在一起。
And strictly speaking, the church is not just a group of people gathering together.
因为今天有很多的人聚在一起，有不同的活动。
Because today there are many people gathered together doing many activities.
那教会最基本的一个我们应该知道的。
The one fundamental thing we need to know about the church.
那教会是属灵的东西。
Church is a spiritual thing.
谈到属灵的事情，
When we talk about spiritual matters,
然后我们想到十字架是不能够避免的一个的途径。
And we say that the path of the cross is an unavoidable path.
那么多年来，西岸教会都有一个主轴。
And throughout the years in WCCC, we have a central theme.
那就是关于神永远的旨意。
It is concerning the eternal purpose of God.
我想连这些小朋友啊，他们除了学的小朋友，他们都知道的。
I think even in the Sunday school little kids, they know that.
因为教这个西安特会的主任学的老师来告诉我。
Because the WCCC Sunday school teacher have told me,
他说那些啊不到十岁的小朋友都知道要讲神永远的旨意。
And the kids younger than 10 years old, they know that we're here to talk about the eternal purpose of God.
那弟兄姊妹，到底神永远的旨意是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, what exactly is the eternal purpose of God?
那当然这是一个非常大的题目。
Now that is a very grand topic.
但是我用简单的话来跟弟兄姊妹分享一点我所知道的。
And with simple words, I want to share with you what I know.
神永远的旨意就好像哥罗西书三章十一节里头的话。
It's like in Colossians chapter 3 verse 11.
唯有基督是一切又在一切之内。
But Christ is in all, Christ is all and is in all.
原来神永远的旨意都有一个集中点的。
And the eternal purpose of God has a focus point.
这个集中点就是集中在基督身上。
And it focuses on Christ himself.
我不知道我可不可以这样说。
I don't know if I can say this.
如果离开了基督
apart from Christ,
那神永远的旨意就不用谈了。
And we don't need to talk about the eternal purpose of God.
你可以说到很多很多的事情。
You can talk about many, many things.
但是如果不是在基督里
And if it's not in Christ,
那一切就不能说这是神永远的旨意。
And we cannot say this is concerning the eternal purpose of God.
当然从我们的经历来说
From our own experience.
从我们个人来说神永远的旨意要从我们身上把基督彰显出来。
The eternal purpose of God in our personal life is to reveal Christ in us.
用我们很熟的话，保罗在罗马书所说的话。
And through what Paul said in Romans.
我们要磨成神儿子的模样。
That we need to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
我们这般人能够把神儿子那个美丽，那个荣耀从我们生命当中发表出来
that we can manifest the beauty and the glory of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是神对着我们个人的一个的心意。
This is the purpose of God toward us individually.
当然里头还有很多可以讲的。
Now there are many things we can talk about.
不，我深深的相信弟兄姊妹们经过那么长的时间，应该对这个是有明白的。
But brothers and sisters, after this long period of time, you must have some knowledge of this.
那当然，神的旨意还在教会当中。
And the purpose of God is also in the church.
神要得到一个教会。
God wants to obtain a church.
弟兄姊妹，我们也深深的知道，神在幕后的日子里头，他在各人身上，在教会身上都做这个工作。
We know that at the last age, God is working this in individuals and in the church.
从个人身上彰显基督。
Through the individuals manifesting Christ.
从教会的工作里头，就是把基督这个荣耀的见证能够发表出来。
And through the church to manifest the glorious testimony of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这一切都是属灵的。
Brothers and sisters, all of these are spiritual.
这一切不是外面的。
These are not external.
实在说，连我们成圣的生活也是一个属灵生活的实际。
And even our sanctified life is a spiritual reality.
我们知道有些人很有学问。
We know some are very knowledge.
我们可以说他有非常好的品格。
Or some have very good moral standards.
尤其我们中国人也很注重所谓的修身。
And the Chinese are very careful on their moral standards.
但是弟兄姊妹，这不过是外表的。
But brothers and sisters, these are but outward things.
我们要摸到一个真实。
We need to touch the reality.
这是属灵的事情。
That this is a spiritual matter.
神，我们的主今天在这幕后的日子里头，他就做这个的工作。
And throughout the last ages, our Lord is working in this.
他要把这个旨意能够通行在神的百姓的当中，这个旨意也通行在教会的里头。
He desires this purpose.In his people and in the church.
那弟兄姊妹，我们自然就问一个问题。
Then naturally, we will ask this question.
到底神这个旨意要透过什么途径来达到呢？
How would this purpose of God, be manifested?
我想弟兄姊妹们都知道， 只有借助十字架才能够达到这样的目的。
And we know that it's only through the cross he can accomplish his purpose.
如果主愿意的话，我接两堂信息，我分成两个部分。
If the Lord is willing, I want to separate my sharing in these two sections.
今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们交通到一点关于十字架基本的认识。
And today I want to share you some of the fundamentals of the cross.
我第二堂信息就看到十字架怎么成全在教会的里头。
And the next message I will want to talk about.About how the cross is perfecting the church.
当然里面很可能是有重复的。
And perhaps some of the information will overlap.
但是我们靠主的恩典来跟弟兄姊妹们一同来分享一点。
But through the grace of the Lord, I want to fellowship with you on this.
弟兄姊妹，当我们想到这个十字架的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we think about the cross,
我想弟兄姊妹，我们必须有一个基本的认识。
We must have this fundamental understanding.
十字架不是一个补救的办法
that the cross is not just a way to patch things up.
其实如果圣经读对的话
if I read my Bible correctly,
其实在神那个荣耀的旨意的里面
in the glorious purpose of God,
他早就要知道又预备了这样的一个的救恩
He has foreknown and has foreprepared the salvation.
我想有很多的经文将来提醒我们
I think there are many scriptures that reminds us of that.
神要把祝福给人
God wants to bless people.
必须有一个途径
And there must be a way for him to do that.
他要他的旨意得成全
He wants his purpose to be fulfilled.
他必须要有一个的目的达到的时候必须要有一个凭值
And there must be a standard to measure whether he has obtained his purpose.
那是什么呢
What is that?
那是神儿子的生命
That is the life of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹我刚才说到那些的神永远的旨意的内容
Brothers and sisters, when I just talk about the content of the eternal purpose of God,
到底怎么能够达到呢
How can we obtain it?
那只有一个的途径
There is only one way.
只有神儿子的生命才能够带我们走到神旨意的核心的里头。
Only the life of the Son of God can walk us toward to the center of the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道伊甸园的故事。
Brothers and sisters, we know the story in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园的故事我们太熟了。
We are so familiar with the story in the Garden of Eden.
为什么神要把生命树摆在亚当的跟前
？Why did God put the tree of life in front of Adam?
因为神知道
，Because God knew
神造人的目的
，that the purpose when He created man
神永远的旨意得到成功
，that the eternal purpose of God needs to be fulfilled.
那必须有一个的条件。
There must be one criteria.
就是人要拣选神儿子的生命。
For man to choose the life of the Son of God.
神人必须要吃生命树的果子。
That man must eat the fruit of the tree of life.
那当然知道仇敌他来工作了。
Now we know that the enemy came to work.
他来破坏神的旨意。
He came to disrupt the purpose of God.
仇敌很狡猾。
The enemy is very deceitful.
他也很可恶。
And he's very evil.
他知道如果人得着神儿子的生命神的旨意就成功了。
He knew that ifPeople have obtained the life of the Son of God. The purpose of God has been fulfilled.
所以他带来生命对面的东西。
So he brought what is opposite of life.
他要知道你要让生命不能够展开，要把什么带来
？In order to for life not to grow, what does he need to bring?
把死带来，对吗
？He wants to bring death.
只有把死带来，就把生命压下去了。
And if he brought in death.He put away life.
所以他把死带到人的当中。
And therefore he has brought death to people.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌可恶的地方。
And this is the wicked part of the devil.
他以为只要把死带来，神永远的旨意就永远不能够成就了。
He thought if he brought in the death to man, and then the purpose of God could not be fulfilled.
但弟兄姊妹，我们也奇妙地知道神的作为何等的奇妙。
But we know that the work of God is so marvelous.
当仇敌把死带来的时候
When the devil brought death,
神就用死来败坏了死
And with death, he destroyed the work of death.
哦，这里头实在我们这个脑子怎么想都想不明白的事情
This is something that we cannot fathom.
神的智慧何等的难测
And how Great is his wisdom.
当仇敌把死带到人当中的时候
When the enemy brought death to his people.
当仇敌以为死能够叫神荣耀的旨意不能够成就的时候
And when the enemy thought that the purpose of God could not be fulfilled.
我们感谢神神儿子的死就解决了这个死的问题了
We thank the Lord that the death of the Son of God has resolved this matter of death.
希伯来书的话我们都很记得
We know the scripture in the book of Hebrews.
借着死败坏那掌实权的魔鬼
Through death, he destroyed him who holds the power of death.
就释放我们结班因着怕死而为奴仆的人
And who has set us free, who has feared death.
弟兄姊妹我们仍在时间里头活着
Brothers and sisters, we live in time.
我们有先后的次序
We have the order of priority.
但我们现在在神那个永远的眼光里头不受时空的限制
But in the eyes of God, through his eternal purpose,is not limited by time.
我不知道我可不可以这样说。
I don't know if I can say this.
当神在创世之前在基督耶稣里拣选我们的时候
that before the foundation of the world when he chosen us in Christ
神对着接班人对于我们接班人有他永远荣耀的旨意
and toward this chosen people he has a glorious purpose
他知道达到这个旨意必须要有神儿子的生命
and he knew that in order to obtain this purpose there must be the life of the Son of God
他也知道仇敌不甘心一定要破坏这个的工作
and he knew that the enemy is not willing to let this happen and he will disrupt it
那神我们的父神在这里说那怎么办呢
and then our father, heavenly father said what should I do
那基督就说那就让我来成就神这个旨意吧
and then Christ said allow me to fulfill this purpose
那怎么成就呢
and how would he fulfill it
我想今天我们就知道
We all know that today.
十字架上的死把基督神儿子的生命就释放出来。
The death on the cross, he has released his life.
我弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这是神对我们的爱。
This is the love of our God toward us.
我不知道你们有没有想过。
I don't know if you thought this.
然后是对年轻的弟兄姊妹们说的。
And I say this to the younger brothers and sisters.
人生充满了选择。
In your life, it is filled with choices.
我年轻的时候选择好像比较多。
In our younger days, we seem to have more choices.
年纪大了，选择的东西没有那么多了。
As we grow older, the things we can choose are getting less.
但是我们还是有选择的。
But we still can choose.
很简单的例子，你可以选择来听西安的信息，你可以选择不来，对不对？这是你的选择。
Simply put, you can choose to come to WCCC or you choose not to.
选择是爱的体现。
Choice is a manifestation of love.
你爱一个人，你给他有选择。
If you love someone, you would provide them with a choice.
你爱一个人，你就选择他喜欢的。
If you love someone, you will choose what he loves.
我们在十字架上，我们看到一个选择。
On the cross, we have seen a choice.
我们这位主耶稣基督，他选择走这条的道路。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he chose this path.
我弟兄姊妹，今天你可以听我讲完那么多关于十字架的道理。
Brothers and sisters, you can hear all the doctrines about the cross today.
重点是你做个什么的选择呢?
What is important is how you choose.
我大概再过45分钟左右我就讲完了。
I have about 45 more minutes.
但是你听完以后,重点是你做个什么样的选择?
What is important is after you heard this, how would you choose?
我感谢我们的主。
I thank our Lord.
在十字架上,他证明了他的选择。
On the cross, he has proven his choice.
他爱父神。
He loved the Heavenly Father.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他选择十字架的道路。
And he chose the way of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做十字架的经历呢？
So brothers and sisters, what is the experience of the cross?
如果你爱主。
If you love the Lord,
如果你爱教会,
if you love the church,
如果你爱你的弟兄姊妹,
if you love your brothers and sisters,
十字架是你必须要有的选择。
The cross is, you must choose the cross.
你可以迎上去，你可以躲开。
You can choose to embrace it, you can choose to avoid it.
我们感谢神，神爱我们，从来没有强迫我们的。
Our God loves us, He never forces us.
他给你有选择。
He gives us choice.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他选择十字架。
He chose the cross.
他知道这条路是借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
He knows that this path is through death to destroy him who holds the power of death.
他知道这条路才能够把他的生命能够释放出来。
He knows that this path, only this path can release his life.
他知道这条路才能够把真正属灵的实际给我们每一个人来经历。
And that through this path that we can experience the spiritual reality.
我这个人常常啊想一些奇奇怪怪的事情。
I often think about strange things.
我给弟兄姊妹想一个场景好不好？
Let me provide you with a theme.
如果有一天神把我们带到他这个他的宇宙荣耀的面前。
If one day our God takes us to the glory of the universe.
就好像一个小朋友大大带进到一个非常美丽的窗户里头。
And like a little child going into a very beautiful warehouse.
里头很多东西都有。
There's so many things in there.
有神的能力。
The power of God.
有神的权柄。
The authority of God.
有管理宇宙的方法。
There are ways to manage the universe.
那里有很多荣耀的东西。
There are many glorious things.
那神就问我说，
God asked me,
那么多东西给你挑一样，你挑什么？
Out of all these things, I'll let you choose one. Which one would you choose?
你随便选一个，我给你。
You choose any one, I'll give it to you.
很可能我在想，我要不要做一个权柄，能够管所有的天使呢？
And I wonder if I want all the authority to govern all the angels.
还是我得到神的能力呢？
Or do I want the power of God?
你要什么呢？
What do you want?
但是如果你是聪明的话，
But if you are wise,
你会跟神说，我要一个我不配得到的东西。
I want to ask you for something that I am not worthy of.
我好不好要你儿子的命？
Can I ask the life of your son?
我什么都不要了。
I want nothing else.
我只要你儿子的命。
I just want the life of your son.
因为只要得到你儿子的生命，我就能够进到一切的丰富的里面。
Because with the life of your son, I can enter into all abundance.
弟兄姊妹，我没有这个，不需要在这个场景永远不会发生的。
Brothers and sisters, this theme would not happen.
但是我们感谢我们的神。
But we thank our Lord.
他已经把这个给了我们。
He has given us to us.
弟兄姊妹，我年轻的时候对十字架的道理认识非常的有限。
When I was young, I had very limited understanding of the cross.
那不是说今天我认识很多，我还是很多的不认识。
It's not to say that today I knew more, but I have many more things I don't know.
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹。
But I want to tell you this.
我年轻的时候一想到十字架就是受苦。
When I was young,Every time I thought of the cross, that means suffering.
每次想到十字架都是把脸拉得长长的。
And every time I think of the cross, it's a long face.
然后十字架就是受辱。
And the cross is shame.
所以有人来取笑你。
So people would come and mock you.
如果你给人家骂了一顿。
And if you were scolded by other people,
哎呀，你说我背十字架了。
You say I am carrying my cross.
你看我多没有面子。
And I have been shamed.
你看我这个多愁苦，我没有欢乐。
I am in so much sorrow without joy.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
我慢慢明白了。
Slowly understand.
原来人生所有的快乐。
That all the joy in life,
人生里头所有的荣耀
all the glory in life,
是有一个根据的。
It has a basis.
那根据就是神的旨意在你身上能够成就过来。
It is dependent upon whether or not the purpose of God can be fulfilled in you.
我们常常搞错了，我们以为人生的欢乐就是我的旨意成就。
We often had it backwards. We thought that my joy is that my will be fulfilled.
我们以为说荣耀是什么，就是每个人认为高点我达到了。
And what is glory in our opinion is that what I thought is the high point I have attained.
弟兄姊妹不
Francisters, not so.
如果你知道原来人生最大的喜乐是什么
And if you know what is the greatest joy in life,
那就是神把人坐在这个地上的目的能够成就了
is that when God created man and that purpose can be fulfilled.
那才是人喜乐的原因
And that is the reason of our joy.
人最高的荣耀是什么
What is the highest point of our glory?
当然不是你戴了一个博士的帽子
It is not when you are crowned with the PhD.
也不是有人来给你什么的称赞
or someone come to praise you.
人生最高的荣耀是神在你身上的旨意能够成就了
And the highest glory in life is that the purpose of God can be fulfilled in you.
当然我们知道神的旨意叫人叫我们能够与主联合在一起
The purpose of God allows us to be united with Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊
Brothers and sisters,
神的旨意的成就
The fulfillment of the purpose of God.
才是我们得喜乐的原因。
That is the reason for us to rejoice.
才是我们得到荣耀的原因。
That is the reason for us to receive glory.
说希伯来书怎么告诉我们
So how did the book of Hebrew tell us?
我们的主因为看着摆在他面前的喜乐就轻看了十字架的羞耻。
Because he sees the joy that is set before him, he looked lightly on the shame of the cross.
他知道十字架一面来看是羞耻。
He know that on one hand the cross is shame.
不过只要神的旨意能够成就就是摆在他面前那个喜乐。
But as long as the purpose of God can be fulfilled, that is the joy before him.
所以弟兄姊妹我希望我们把最基本的我们搞对了。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that we can figure out the most fundamental.
我们把它搞对了以后我们的路就走得正直了。
And if we figure out the fundamental, we can walk a straight path.
我们要什么
What do we want?
我们要神的旨意能够成就在我们的身上。
We want the purpose of God to be fulfilled in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，十字架就是把神的旨意成就的一个的途径。
So the cross is a way to fulfill the eternal purpose of God.
如果你把十字架看成我们生活里头一点苦的一个环节。
If you consider the cross as a part of your life that is suffering,
只看到十字架是那些叫我羞耻不喜欢的东西。
You only see the cross as shameful, as unjoyful.
弟兄姊妹，那是不足够的。
Brothers and sisters, that is not enough.
我们必须要知道，借着十字架，我们才能过一个有意义的人生。
We must know that only through the cross we can live a meaningful life.
因为只有在你生命当中，你经历了十字架，你才能够经历那个真正的喜乐，真正的荣耀。
Because only when we experience the cross, we can experience true joy.
弟兄姊妹，说到十字架。
Brothers and sisters, when we talk about the cross,
我们知道十字架给我们看到两方面。
And the cross shows us two aspects.
在我们刚信主的时候
When we first believe in the Lord,
我们对十字架的认识是一方面
We have one-sided understanding of the cross.
我们看见什么
What do we see?
我们看见神的儿子挂在木头上
We see that the Son of God hung on a tree.
他为我们的缘故他的血流出来他的命倾倒出来
For our sake, he shed his blood, he poured out his life.
他在做了一个代替
And he was our substitute.
我们看见十字架上这位神的儿子为我们的缘故把命倾倒了
We see that for our sake, he has poured out his life on the cross.
其实我们对十字架第一次看见的图画
This is our first impression of the cross.
但我们知道十字架的图画不单是这一个
And when we realize that the cross is not just that,
十字架的图画还有第二个
There's the second picture of the cross.
那就是保罗在加拉太书给我们看见的。
Is what Paul has shown us in Galatians.
那第二图画是什么呢
Which, what is the second picture?
我看见哦，在十字架上不但有神的儿子，我也被挂在上面了。
That on the cross, not only is the Son of God, but I was there too.
弟兄姊妹，这是需要我们第二个的看见。
And this requires our second vision.
我当然我们开始的时候我们传福音也好我们在弟兄姊妹交通的时候我们很多时候是说到第十字架第一方面我们看见的意象吧
Whether we share the gospel or we share with brothers and sisters very often the first thing that we come to grasp is the first vision on the cross
我们看见他为我们死
We see that he has died for us.
他是做了我们的代替。
That he was our substitute.
他是承担了历世历代的咒诅。
And he has borne the curse throughout the generations.
然后把祝福带给我们。
And he has brought blessing to us.
然后所有罪的重价他替我们偿还了。
And the price of sin, he has paid it all.
然后让我们结伴人能够坦然地来到神的面前。
And that all of us can come boldly before God.
但弟兄姊妹，我们也看到十字架给我们看到是我们的主在十字架上死了，他释放了生命。
But on the cross, we also see that when he died, he released life.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们第一个看见。
This is the first thing that we see.
但是我们更看见一个。
But more we see the other thing.
我们看到我们原来与基督一同钉在十字架上。
That we are crucified with Christ together on the cross.
第一方面我们实在没有参与的可能。
The first vision, we really have no way to participate.
我们没有可能参与第一个。
There's no way for us to participate in the first.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主做了这个奇妙的工作。
Our Lord has done this wonderful work.
我们今天我们相信他的人。
And for those of us who believe him today,
我们就跟他一同被再带到基督的里面，一同被挂在木头上。
We are all brought in Christ, and we are all hung on the cross with him.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters,
这是我们每一个人十字架的经历。
This is our everyone's experience of the cross.
我想在罗马第六章给我们看得非常的清楚。
I think we see this very clearly in Romans 6.
这是最大的救恩的体现在我们生命的当中。
This is the greatest manifestation of salvation in our life.
我们不在亚当里。
That we are no longer in Adam.
我们在基督里。
But we are in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
每次我们说到十字架的信息的时候。
Every time we talk about the message of the cross.
你要知道这不单单是一个客观的真理。
You need to know that this is not just a objective truth.
我们不但要看见那位挂在木头上的神的儿子。
Not only we need to see the Son of God who hung on the cross.
我们要看到什么呢？
What else do we need to see?
我们要看到我们也一同被挂在十字架上。
We need to see that we with him were hung on the tree.
这是需要我们看见的意象。
This is the vision that we must see.
所以在加拉太书保罗提醒这些加拉太的弟兄姊妹。
So Paul reminded the Galatians.
他说无知的加拉太人啊。
Oh foolish Galatians, he said.
基督耶稣基督钉十字架已经活活的画在你们的眼前。
That Christ Jesus him crucified has been revealed to you.
为什么你还那么迷糊呢？
Why are you still foolish?
哪里我们读的时候你知道这是第三章第一节的话。
That was chapter 3 verse 1.
这个图画保罗提醒他们不但告诉我们说基督为他们死在十字架。
And Paul not only remind them that not only Christ died for you on the cross,
已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我。
That you have been crucified with Christ and it is no longer I who live.
所以保罗说这个十字架的图画有没有活活的画在你的眼前呢？
So Paul here is asking, has this picture been painted in your eyes?
如果你没有看见，哎呀，这不好意思，你变成是无知的加拉太人了。
If you haven't seen it, but unfortunately you've become the foolish Galatians.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们要看见就为我们死的基督。
Brothers and sisters, it's right that we need to see the Christ who died for us.
这是荣耀的祝福。
That is a glorious blessing.
这是最荣耀的代替。
That is the glorious substitution.
但这是不够完全。
That is not complete.
我们要看到什么？
What else do we need to see?
我们要看见我们今天是与基督同钉十字架。
We need to see that today we're crucified with Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里我们就看到一个非常重要的原则。
So here we see a critical principle.
什么叫十字架呢？
What is the cross?
刚才我们读约翰福音十九章。
When we read John chapter 19,
其实是一个非常弟兄姊妹非常知道的一段的圣经。
And this is a scripture that you know well.
这位神的羔羊。
This Lamb of God, the
Son. 他被挂在十字架上。
That he was hung on the cross.
历世历代多少只羊放在祭坛上。
Throughout the ages, how many lambs was offered on the altar?
都不能成功。
It could not finish it.
只有神的羔羊。
only the Lamb of God.
他说成了。
He said, it is finished.
这个成了不单是这个片段成了。
And it is not just the fulfillment of this segment of time.
所有神历世历代永远的旨意就在这一刹那都完成了。
But the eternal purpose of God throughout the ages at that moment was finished.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果十字架是这样的表明的意思，
If the cross means this,
今天我们让神的旨意在我们身上能够成就的话，
And if we can allow the purpose of God to be finished in us,
我要告诉弟兄姊妹，
I want to tell brothers and sisters,
没有别的路可以走的。
There is no other way you can walk.
你只能够死。
You can only die.
我年轻的时候，十字架，我以为说就是受苦。
When I was young, I thought the cross meant suffering.
我不知道弟兄姊妹对这个理解是不是像跟我年轻的时候一样的理解。
I don't know if you have similar understanding as when I was younger.
但我告诉弟兄姊妹，我们一天到晚受苦受很多。
And I tell you that throughout the day we suffer a lot.
你的老板叫你受苦。
And your employer makes you suffer.
可能你儿子叫你受苦。
Your son makes you suffer.
你女儿叫你受苦。
Your daughter makes you suffer.
哎呀，一些你不认识的人也叫你受苦。
Strangers makes you suffer.
哎呀，所以你说，哎呀，人生真是苦啊。
And you say, my life is full of suffering.
弟兄姊妹，如果十字架只是受苦，拿十字架就太便宜了，不是这样。
And if the cross only meant suffering, that is too cheap. It's not like that.
不。
It's not like that.
十字架是连上神的旨意的。
The cross is connected to the will of God.
如果没有神的旨意，
without the purpose of God,
那你所受的苦算不上十字架。
And then your sufferings,cannot be counted as the cross.
每个人的苦都不一样。
We all suffer different.
有的人对苦的承受的能力也不同。
And we all bear sufferings differently.
对吧？有的人一点点事情已经叫苦连天了。
And some people will have such a hard time with a little bit of suffering.
有的人经过很大的苦难，他也不吭一声。
And some people, when they go through great sufferings, they don't make a sound.
每个人对苦的忍受的程度都可以不同。
And we all bear the degrees of suffering differently.
但是有个重点。
But there's an important part.
如果你把苦跟十字架连在一起的话，那是不完全的。
If you join suffering with the cross, that is not complete.
十字架必须跟神的旨意连在一起。
The cross must be joined together with the purpose of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里我就不用描述太多了。
So here I'm not going to describe too much.
我们想我们都知道这个事情。
We all know this.
不是说你今天做了一个错的事情。
It's not to say that you have done wrong today.
你放纵你的肉体。
And you have indulged in your flesh.
然后你对一些人对他不好。
And you have mistreated someone.
然后你换回来是一些苦难，你叫做十字架，那是不对的。
And in return you suffered for it, and that is your cross. That's not right.
十字架是跟神的旨意连上关系。
The cross must be joined together with the purpose of God.
像我开始的时候说的，
Like I said in the beginning,
在你生命当中有很多的选择。
In your life there are many choices.
你可以选择你自己的路。
You can choose your own way.
你可以选择你的喜欢。
You can choose what you like.
一个人来刺激你一下。
Someone come to spike you.
你可以选择马上来给他难看。
And you can give them a hard time.
你可以马上骂他一顿。
You can choose to fight back.
你可以照着你头的反应，你来有很多不同的举动。
And you can react according to your feelings.
这是你自己个人的选择。
That is your choice.
但是你有另外一个的选择。
But you have another choice.
神啊，你的旨意是什么？
But God, what is your purpose?
你要在我生命当中做一些什么？
What are you doing in my life?
弟兄姊妹，节奏不一样了。
Then this is different.
这个苦在我们生命当中就有实质自己的意义了。
And this suffering has true meaning in our life.
我年轻的时候，每一次有苦，我都说，哎呀，十字架啊，十字架。
And when I was young, every time I suffered, I cried out, oh, the cross, the cross.
哎呀，我一天到晚都背十字架。
And throughout the day, I was carrying the cross.
后来我明白多一点。
Later on, I had more understanding.
十字架原来不单要我们受苦。
The cross is not just to make us suffer.
还有更厉害的。
There's one that is one step further.
十字架要你死。
The cross is to put you to death.
哎呀，你说受苦已经够难受了。
See, suffering is hard enough.
不。
Not really.
十字架只有一个目的。
There's only one purpose for the cross.
十字架要你死啊。
Is to put you to death.
你说受苦不足够的。
To make you suffer is not enough.
十字架不够完全的。不是，你受苦是不能完全的。
You only make you suffer, that is not complete.
十字架要让你死。
The cross is to put you to death.
我们的主被挂在木头上。
Our Lord was hung on a tree.
这是我们头人的脑子永远不能够明白的苦难。
And this is the suffering that we cannot fathom.
但我们知道十字架不但让我们的主在这里流血痛苦。
But the cross not only made our Lord bleed and suffer.
他要在十字架上为我们舍命。
And on the cross, he gave his life for us.
然后我们才能够得到生命。
And then, only then can we receive life.
然后我们才能够得到能力。
And then we can receive power.
对不对？
Right?
我们的主可以一直都挂在哪里，他可以不死的，他因为是生命的主。
Our Lord being the Lord of life, He can hang on the tree and not die.
主自己说的，没有人能够夺我的命去。
Our Lord said Himself, No one can take away my life.
全宇宙没有一个人有这个能力能够把主的命拿走。
No one in the entire universe has the power to take away His life.
我们主挂在十字架上六个小时，我们知道。
He was hung on the cross for 6 hours.
直到当主说成了。
Only when he said it is finished.
他把灵魂交给父神。
When he gave his spirit and soul to the Lord, to the Father.
他把他的命舍了。
When he gave his life away.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
十字架不单叫我们受苦。
The cross not only makes us suffer.
如果你只看见受苦，我跟你说，你再受苦一年，你再受苦下去呗。
If you're just suffering, I can tell you that if you continue to suffer,
你这个十字架的功效没有在你生命当中深深的达到出来。
The effect of the cross has not been fulfilled in you.
那怎么办？
Then what?
你的死。
You need to die.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们想，哎呀，死了不是完了吗？
We think that, isn't it finished for us? If we die,
弟兄姊妹，终是要死了才可以有开始啊。
Only when we die, we can have the new beginning.
我说保罗把这个奥秘给我们说的实在是太到位了。
And Paul has touched on this so rightly.
他在罗马书第六章给我们看见这个图画。
And he showed us this in Romans 6.
他说罪啊，跟我们这个旧人合作。
He said that sin cooperates with our old man.
然后罪跟这个旧人合作，我们成为一个犯罪工厂。
And when they cooperate together, we became a factory of sin.
啊，这个工厂啊，没有别的东西可以生产了。
This factory produces nothing else.
就是把罪一直生产出来。
We produce sin.
那些不义的行为一直生产出来。
We keep giving out unrighteousness deep.
那怎么办呢？
Then what?
只有一个办法。
There's only one way.
罪已经从一人入了世界来了。
And sin has entered into the world through one man.
那我是个罪的工厂。
And I am a factory of sin.
我罪来跑到我里头来，叫我不断的产生罪。
Sin has entered into me and I keep producing sin.
怎么解决？
How do we solve this?
光叫我受苦没用啊。
Only to make me suffer is inefficient, is not enough.
把这个旧人搞死了才有用。
Only to put to death the old man.
当死了以后，罪身灭绝。
Only that our old man has been done away with.
然后这个工厂就不起作用。
And then this factory no longer works.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天知道，即是在十字架上成功的两个事实。
These are the two truths that was fulfilled on the cross.
第一个事实当然是主为我们的缘故担了我们的罪。
The first truth is that he for our sake bore our sin.
然后第二个事实。
And the second truth.
我们在基督里我们已经与他同死了。
That in Christ we have died with him.
我弟兄姊妹，这是何等 喜乐的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a joyful thing.
我们都已经死了。
We have already died.
因为基督死了，我们在他里头与他同死了。
Because Christ died, we in him have died.
我说十字架要你死，其实说明的事实，我们已经死了。
I say that the cross is to put you to death. It manifests a truth that you have already died.
我们凭着信心来支取这个死在我们生命当中的实际。
That by faith, we were provided by the death of the cross.
在罗马书十一章里头，保罗论到外邦人跟以色列人。
In Romans 11, Paul talked about the Gentiles and the Jews.
当然，这是一个真理的阐述。
And that is a explanation of the truth.
但在这真理阐述里头，在背后也告诉了我们一个道理。
And behind the truth, he also tells us something else.
他说我们是一个野橄榄。
And he tells us that we are wild olive branch.
那些野橄榄怎么能够接在那个好的这个宝贵的橄榄树上，那个收取它里头的旨意呢？
And these wild olive branches, how can we be joined together to the good olive tree to receive the will of God?
其实神的旨意，一个美好的橄榄树。
And this is the will of God, this good olive tree.
其实是好的橄榄。
This is the good olive.
那我们是野橄榄。
We are the wild olive.
那这个野橄榄接不到什么好的橄榄果子的。
And this wild olive cannot bear good olive.
保罗在罗马十一章说，你要把野橄榄砍下来。
And Paul said in Romans 11 that you need to cut down the wild olive.
你不把野橄榄砍下来，野橄榄是野橄榄，好贱橄榄还是好橄榄，两个连不上的。
If you don't cut it down, the wild and the good are two separate things.
只有一条路。
There's only one way.
把野橄榄砍下来。
To cut down the wild olive.
如果你是野橄榄说，哎呀，你砍一下，我不是死了吗？
And if you're the wild olive, you say, you chop me down, wouldn't I die?
对不对？你把野橄榄枝砍下来，这个枝就死了。
You cut off the branch, wouldn't the branch die?
该砍下来之后，这个枝子就永远不能结这个野橄榄的果子了，有没有？
But if you chop it down, this wild branch can never bear wild olive.
这个野橄榄的枝子一直都是结野橄榄的。
This wild branch kept producing wild olives.
那怎么办？
What would you do?
你再施肥更糟糕。
You cannot fertilize it anymore.
你越给它肥料，它野橄榄越多。
The more fertilizer you provide, the more wild olive it bears.
那怎么解决它？
How do you do?
哎呀，奇妙的，把它砍下来。
The wonderful thing is to cut it down.
那砍下来，那什么都没有了，死了吗？
Now if you cut it down, it's gone, it's dead.
哎呀，太好了，把它接在好橄榄上头。
And then we'd graft it to the good olive tree.
然后你就长出好橄榄来了。
Then you can bear good olive.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个选择。
And sisters, this is a choice.
如果野橄榄说不
，If the wild branch says no,
我不要被砍下来。
I don't want to be cut down.
你提供个好方法嘛
？You give me a good way.
让我能够结好橄榄。
Give me a good way to bear good fruit.
你给我一个好的教导，让我知道好橄榄怎么结的。
Give me good teachings so that I know how to grow good fruit.
我告诉你，一点都不管用。
And I tell you it's not useful.
只有一个办法。
There's only one way.
你跟这个栽培的人说，原主说。
You tell the garden.
我没办法了。
I can no longer do it.
我所有出来就是野橄榄。
Everything I produce is wild olive.
我让你把我砍下来。
I let you cut me down.
你把我砍下来让我死呗。
Cut me down and let me die.
然后你把我接在好橄榄上。
And then you graft me onto the good olive tree.
从那时候开始。
From that moment on,
你所接的果子就是美好的果子。
And then you start to bear good fruit.
弟兄姊妹，我们常有个错误的观念。
And sisters, we have this wrong concept.
好像尼哥底母一样。
Just like Nicodemus.
哎呀，老师啊，你好不好告诉我一下
？Oh, good teacher, good rabbi, tell me.
怎么可以进神的国呢
？How can I enter into the kingdom of God?
我就差那么一点点。
I'm just inches away.
我就差了一点的门路。
I'm just not finding the right way, just a little bit.
你把这个教我一下，我就进去了。
Teach me the right way, then I may enter.
我们都知道主怎么对尼哥底母说。
And then we know what the Lord told Nicodemus.
老先生啊，老先生。
Old master, old sir.
你如果不重生。
If you're not born again.
神的国你连看都看不见。
You cannot even see the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
死是我们过圣徒生活的唯一的出路。
Death is the only way to live a sanctified life.
死是唯一能够达到神永远旨意的方法。
Death is the only way to fulfill the purpose of God.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
连我们的主他是借着死把神永远的旨意成全了。
Even our Lord, through death,Fulfill the purpose of God.
那今天我们呢?
How about us?
今天我们教会怎么过属灵的实际?
How the church lives in spiritual reality today?
我们今天教会怎么能够我们神的旨意能够彰显出来?
How can the will of God be manifested in His church?
我们都用很多的方法。
We have many ways.
我们有很多地上的办法，人头脑的知识都灌进来。
We have many methods of the world and the thoughts and the ways of man.
但弟兄姊妹，这一切一切都没有用。
But brothers and sisters, all of these are not helpful.
只有一条路是必须要走的。
There's only one way that we must walk on.
那就是十字架的路。
That is the way of the cross.
你愿意死。
You want, are you, do you will to die?
弟兄姊妹，这个死不是说你今天强迫自己，自己杀自己，不是这样。
Today is not you forcing yourself, killing your own self.
只要我们凭着信心，支取十字架上主所成功的那个完全的救恩。
That if by faith we draw from the salvation that was fulfilled on the cross for us.
我们在基督里头，我们算自己是死的。
That in Christ we count ourselves dead to sin.
那现在活着的就不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Then it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
我们读到路加福音。
As we read the Gospel of Luke.
我们很熟的一段话。
It's the verse that we're very familiar with.
我跟弟兄姊妹们承认说，这段话我读了那么多年，我还是一直不够明白。
I confess that I have read this verse all these years and I still don't really understand it.
因为主对门徒说
Because the Lord said to his disciples,
那时候有一群人跟着主耶稣
There's a group of people following the Lord.
那主就对他们说
And the Lord said to them,
你们来跟我吗？
Are you following me?
我告诉你
Let me tell you this.
如果你要跟从我，你要背起你的十字架，天天来跟从我。
And if you desire to follow me, you need to take up your cross daily and follow me.
弟兄姊妹，主的十字架我们懂啊。
We know about the cross of the Lord.
我们知道主怎么背十字架，这我们懂啊。
We know how the Lord carried his cross. We understand.
那我们什么是我们的十字架呢？
What is our cross?
什么叫做背我们的十字架呢？
What is to take up our own cross?
现在我们不是活在那个2000年前，今天不再会有十字架了。
And we don't live in 2000 years ago. No longer today will be a cross.
那什么叫做背我们的十字架呢?
What does it mean to carry our own cross?
当然我们知道这不是外面的，是属灵的。
We know that this is not external but spiritual.
当然那时候我搞不明白什么叫做背自己的十字架。
But I couldn't figure out what does it mean to carry my cross.
我感谢主，我在主面前寻求的时候，
But as I was seeking before the Lord,
主好像给我一点的提醒。
And the Lord reminded me a little.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道那个时候的情形。
We know the situation back then.
我们回到2000年犹太的情形。
Let's go back 2000 years ago in the land of Judea.
如果有一个人他要被钉十字架。
If someone was to be crucified.
那个时候罗马兵丁不会替他背十字架的。
And the Roman soldiers would not carry the cross for him.
这个谁要死谁要背十字架。
Whoever is dying is carrying his own cross.
弟兄姊妹，十字架在那个时候不是一个小小，有些姊妹挂在胸前那个漂漂亮亮的十字架，不是。
The cross back then is not a little decoration you put on your neck.
不是的。
It's not that.
那到底是怎么样子？今天早上我不要细细来描写。
And I don't want to describe it in detail for you this morning.
但有一个我们必须要知道的。
But there's one thing that we need to know.
那就是床不起来的。
something that cannot be hidden.
你就是当你说我现在把十字架从我家里头背出来的时候，
If you say that this morning I carry the cross out of my home,
你就做一个宣告。
You are here making a declaration.
我去死了。
I am going to die.
对吗？
Right?
每一次当你远远看见有一个人背着十字架走在路上的时候，
If you see on the road someone carrying their cross,
你就知道一个结果，
You know there's a fact,
这个人马上要死，
This one is about to die,
对不对？
Right?
他都不能藏起来的，
He cannot hide that fact,
那可能有很多人围着他，
Perhaps many people surround him,
也可能他孤单的一个人，
Perhaps he's by himself,
但是不管怎么样，
Regardless,
其实一个记号，
This is a symbol,
其实一个标记，
This is a sign,
向周围的人宣告说，
To tell the people around him,
我是一个要去死的人，
I am someone about to die.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
什么叫做背着你的十字架呢？
What does it mean to take up your cross?
就是你有定好一个心意，
Is that you have made up a mind.
我决定了，
I decided.
我就走这条路，就是说明我是一个愿意去死的人。
That I want to walk on this path, meaning that I want to die.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等实际的一个我们的学习。
And sisters, this is such a learning in reality.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的学习吗？
Is this our learning?
我们说，哎呀，死实在不行哦。
We say death is too much.
但是，主的话说得那样的清楚。
However, the word of the Lord is so clear.
你可以跟随我，你可以不跟随我。
You can follow me, you cannot follow me.
你可以让神的旨意在你生命里头成就，你可以只成就你自己喜欢的，神的旨意不成就在你的当中。
You can allow the purpose of God to fulfill in you, or you can fulfill your own purpose and have nothing to do with the purpose of God.
但是如果你来跟随我，
But if you come to follow me,
那对不起，你只有一条路走。
And then I'm sorry, you have only one way.
你要劝全世界宣布。
You need to declare to the entire world.
我死了。
I have died.
我现在要去死了。
I'm going to die.
弟兄姊妹，这段话里头还有一个非常特别的提醒。
And then in this verse, there is a special reminder.
其实是你天天的经历。
This is an experience daily.
说真的，弟兄姊妹，偶尔背一背十字架还行。
Honestly speaking, brothers and sisters, occasionally we can carry some cross.
天天啊，那是不容易啊。
Daily is another matter.
什么叫做天天？
What does it mean to do it daily?
我可不可以这样理解？
Could I understand it this way?
就变成你的习惯。
It becomes your habit.
你天天洗脸，天天刷牙。
Every day you wash your face, you brush your teeth.
你天天都做，
You do it every day.
我告诉你，你就不用再提醒了。
Then you no longer need to be reminded.
弟兄姊妹，你早上起来还要想想，哎呀，今天我要洗脸哈。
When you wake up in the morning, do you think about should I wash my face?
你早上起来说，哎呀，今天我记得刷刷牙才可以。
When you wake up in the morning, you should remind yourself, do I brush my teeth?
哎呀，你根本就不用人家提醒你，你也不用提醒你自己。
You don't need others people to remind you. You don't remind yourself.
因为这是你的习惯。
This has become your habit.
你天天都做的事情。
You do it daily.
你这就是这样走了。
You have walked in this way.
弟兄姊妹，天天很有意思的。
And sisters, daily is interesting.
我看过一个片子。
I've seen a movie.
不是 movie, 一个 documentary.
Oh, a documentary.
告诉一个山谷里头。
That in a valley?
两个点上只有一条绳子，这是唯一的通道。
That between the two peaks of the valley, there's only one rope connecting it.
你要走那个绳子，旁边有个绳子给你拉着，你就走过来，走过去。
Then you have to walk on that rope.
哎呀，我看见，怎么能走啊？
And I saw that, and I thought, how could people walk on that?
这太难走了呗。
That's too hard.
但是这个片子告诉我们说，这个男的、女的、老的、少的都这样走啊。
But the documentary shows that people, young and old, women and men, they all walk on it.
一个老太太80岁的，牵着绳子，噗噗噗噗就走过去，噗噗又走过来。
An elderly lady in her 80s walks on the rope.
就好像走平路一样。
As if walk on flat ground.
那个采访员问他说，哎呀，老太太，为什么你走得那么顺呢？
And then the reporter asked the elderly lady, how do you walk so smoothly?
我天天走嘛。
I walk it every day.
我天天走，难道还不知道该怎么走吗
？I walk it every day. Would I not know how to walk?
弟兄姊妹，十字架背时的经历，你是不是天天背呢
？The experience of the cross, do you carry it daily?
我弟兄姊妹，你一年才搞一次，我告诉你，你搞不定了。
If you carry it once a year, then it's hard for you.
有的三年才一次，那你怎么经历它？怎么能够能熟练它呢
？Some carry it once every 3 years, then how can you be experienced in it?
但是如果这是你的习惯
，But if that is your habit.
其实你天天的经历
，If that's your daily experience，
弟兄姊妹，那是何等的不一样
！Brothers and sisters, how different that is！
你熟练的通达了
，And that you have matured in it。
哦，弟兄姊妹，当真的成为你习惯的时候
，And when it truly becomes your habit，
一个试探来了。
When a temptation comes,
一个不好的环境来了
，When a difficult circumstance comes,
你马上知道怎么回应
，Then immediately you know how to respond.
就好像一个老太太走那个绳子里头，一个危险的情况出现了
，And as the elderly lady walk on the rope, and suddenly a difficulty occurs,
她马上知道怎么反应
，And she know how to react.
我马上知道我要死
，Then we know immediately to die.
背起自己的十字架
，to carry up your own cross，
天天来跟随他
，to follow the Lord daily。
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的路。
Brothers and sisters, this is our way。
那还有
another one。
我不明白什么叫自己的十字架。
I don't understand what does it mean to be my own cross。
我有十字架，他有十字架，说每个人有一个自己的十字架。
I have my cross, you have your own cross。
我年轻的时候搞不懂啊。
I don't understand this when I was
young. 除了你的十字架，我当然懂。
I understand the cross of the Lord.
那我呢？我有什么十字架
？What about me? What cross do I have?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
什么是你的十字架呢
？What is your cross?
你自己的十字架是什么呢
？What is your own cross?
我想主已经把这个说明了。
I think the Lord has explained it already.
什么是基督的十字架？
What is the cross of Christ?
那当然是神要成全在基督身上的旨意，那是基督的十字架，对不对
？The cross of the Christ is for Christ, is for the purpose of God to fulfill in Christ.
这个道理我们懂的。
We understand that.
然后我的十字架呢
？What is my cross?
就神要在我身上所要成就的旨意，那就是我的十字架。
The purpose of God that He wants to fulfill in me.That is my cross.
我的十字架不可能是他的。
My cross is not his.
我的十字架也不可能是某人的。
My cross cannot be someone else's.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人被造出来。
We are all created.
神在每一个弟兄姊妹身上都有他特定的旨意。
And God has specific purpose for everybody.
我们不要像彼得一样。
Let us not be like Peter.
彼得看着约翰就说主啊这人将来如何
And when Peter saw John, he asked the Lord, what is going to be of him?
哎呀他说哎呀我主已经说了将来我要把手伸出来人家把我带到我不愿意去的地方哎呀好惨哦
The Lord has already prophesied that when I advance in my age, I have to stretch out my hand, people will take me to where I don't want to go.
彼得想其实我的生命的经历
And Peter thought that this is what's going to happen to me.
你这个我的好朋友约翰怎么样呢
What about my buddy John?
所以他就问主说主啊这人将来如何
So he asked the Lord, what's going to happen to him?
主怎么回答他
What did the Lord answer him?
哎呀彼得我如果要把他留到我来的时候与你何干呢
Oh Peter, if I want to keep him remain till the day I come, what is it to you?
与你何干呢
？What is it to you？
主说了一句什么话
？What did the Lord say？
你来跟从我。
You follow me。
你不要看人家。
Don't look at him。
弟兄姊妹，今天不要看。哎呀，这个弟兄他背什么十字架，这个姊妹背什么十字架，你先不要看人家的。
Don't look at you know she is carrying her cross, he is carrying his cross. Don't look at other people。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
神在你生命头有他的旨意。
God has His purpose in your life。
在你生命里头，神要做荣耀的工作。
And God is doing a glorious work in your life.
我们这些悖逆的人
We are disobedient people.
我们只是属肉体的人。
We are fleshy people.
我们怎么能够成全神的旨意呢？
How can we fulfill the purpose of God?
所以主说，背起你自己的十字架。
So the Lord said, carry up your own cross.
只要神的旨意成就在你的身上。
As long as the purpose of God is fulfilled in you,
这就是你的十字架了。
Then that is your cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，原谅我这样说吧。
Brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying this.
有人说我老婆是我的十字架。
Some say that my wife is my cross.
哎呀，我的儿子是我的十字架。
My son is my cross.
哎呀，我的老师是我的十字架。
My teacher is my cross.
哎呀，在圣里头到处都是他的十字架。
And then everywhere is, you look is the cross.
可能是。
Perhaps.
可能完全不是。
Perhaps completely not.
如果你所经历的一切，
if all that you experience
没有连上神永远的旨意的话
is not joined together to the eternal purpose of God,
我亲爱的弟兄们，
my dear brothers and sisters,
这不是十字架，
that is not the cross,
这不是你自己的十字架，
that is not your own cross.
所以弟兄们，我应该兴奋的。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be excited.
我们能够拥抱十字架的。
We are able to embrace the cross.
因为我开始的时候说，只有神旨意成就，我们才能够真正的欢乐。
And only when the purpose of God fulfilled, then we can rejoice.
只有神的旨意成就，我们才能够得到那个美丽的荣耀。
Only the purpose of God is fulfilled, we can receive the glory.
实在说，只有我们把真正人生的意义活出来的时候，
Honestly, only when we live out the meaning of life,
我们存在才有真正的意义。
Then we have the meaning of our existence.
那世界的事情，我今天早上就不用描述了，我想弟兄们你们都很知道。
And then the worldly things, I don't have to describe them to you.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要知道，
We need to know,
只有十字架。
That only the cross
才能达到神永远的旨意
and can reach the eternal purpose of God.
只有十字架不单是我们头脑的知道，也是我们每个人应该有的实际的生活。
That the cross not only as a knowledge, but our living in reality.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我常常有一个感觉，
I often have this feeling.
有的时候我们感觉主好像跟我们距离很远。
Sometimes we feel the Lord is very distant from us.
好像我们找不到我们的主。
As if we cannot find our Lord.
有的难过的时候，我们就问说，主啊，你在哪里？
Sometimes when we're in our sorrows, we ask, where is the Lord?
主啊，难道你撇下我不管了吗？
Oh Lord, have you forsaken me?
主会跟我们招呼说。
And the Lord will call us.
亲爱的，来吧。
Dear, come to me.
我在这里。
I am here.
我们抬头一看。
As we look up,
我们的主就为我们挂在那木头上。
And our Lord was hung on the tree for us.
弟兄姊妹啊，
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主，我们看见这位荣耀的主坐在高天之上。
We see that this glorious Lord sitting in the high heavens.
他统管了万有。
And he is in authority, have the authority over all things.
在那个掌权的铁杖里头，我们看见他的荣耀。
And the authority in his rod, the rod of authority, he had his glory.
让我们看见他那只手还是钉痕的手。
But the hand holding the rod is the hand that was pierced.
我们看见他带着荣耀的冠冕。
And when we see he's crowned with glory.
但在这荣耀冠冕的背后，我们也看见满了伤痕。
And behind this glory, we see that the wounds that he has.
就是戴过荆棘冠冕的头。
And the head once crowned with thorns.
就是那位爱我们的主。为我们走十字架的路。
And the Lord who loved us so much, he walked on the cross for us.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
如果教会要有属灵的实际。
If the church is to have spiritual reality.
如果你要在你生命里头有真正属灵的经历。
If you want to have true spiritual experience in your life.
能够与主同走。
That to walk together with the Lord.
我想不到第二条路了。
I could not think of another way.
因为我们主走的就是这条路。
Because our Lord, he walked on this way.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这不是受苦。
It is not suffering.
是会苦。
Suffering is in it.
当我们看见神旨意成就的时候。
But when we see the purpose of God fulfilled,
我满了喜乐,
we were filled with joy.
我满了荣耀,
we're filled with glory.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主人的话何等的没有用。
Oh Lord, how feeble is the word of man.
求你亲自在每个人心的深处说你要说的话。
Oh Lord, may you speak in the depths of our heart the word that you want us to hear.
主啊，当这世界一直在寻找各样不同方法的时候
，Lord, as the world continue to seek different ways，
我要像你仆人所说的，我什么都不知道。
Oh Lord, may we imitate as your servant that we know nothing else，
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架
，except Jesus Christ and Him crucified。
主祝福你的教会。
Oh Lord, bless your own church。
用这些软弱的话。成为你教会的祝福。
Use these feeble words to bless your church.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.